Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Wow. Are you keeping up? Are you keeping up? Are you keeping up? Because change is afoot. A lot of change happening, a lot of energy shifting. If you felt in the last 3 weeks like you've been living in a bit of chaos and you're coming out of it now, well, you're right where you should be. I mean, good for those of you that haven't been going through that, but most of the universe has been going through this change, and this change, I want to rush to tell you, is really positive. When you decide that you are ascended, when you decide that you are living in love, when you decide that you are going to become integrated, all of you, toward the love and the joy and the peace and the abundance and the health that you are, that you create, that you so deserve, all the stuff that is out of harmony with that has got to leave unless you resist the change. So I am asking everyone to come forward now and choose consciously that they allow their resistance to this fabulous change to dissipate, that they allow themselves to rise to the energy of the creation that they are. And so it is. So if you're joining us for the first time, know that this community is an awesome community. We're just freaking fabulous. That's what we are. And everything in this show is cutting edge, the newest information, the newest channeled energy that comes in this moment of now. If you feel like you have something you want to talk to the channel about today, please press 1 now so that we can get you in the queue. Okay, so I have this email. As you know, we have our next awesome webinar coming up, Restructuring the Childhood Brain. It's this Tuesday. If you have not signed up for it, then get your little booty on it. It's on the homepage of IamDWallace.com. Just scroll down. Restructuring the Childhood Brain is on there, and you can sign up right there. It's a very much easier process than it used to be, guys. You'll see how to do it, or you'll email me. But it's very, very simple. Okay, so I got this email. So, Dee, I don't have any children, so is this still valuable for me? Okay, I love you, the person that sent that to me, and this is everybody. The childhood brain are the synapses, the subconscious synapses that are running you today, that are creating the patterns that are instrumental in you not integrating wholly with yourself. So let me give you a few reasons why this webinar will be valuable for you. Just some facts. 90% of our thinking is subconscious. And News and World Report magazine, U.S. News and World Report, I think it was around 2005, did a whole study that an article around the fact that your subconscious brain is literally creating the lives you live. So first of all, you have to be ready, willing, and able, so we're claiming we are, to bring all of those patterns from the subconscious that are not serving us to the conscious so that we can create new positive synapses and pathways. I'm waiting for the words as they're giving them to me. To create this integration. 97% of our thinking is subconscious, and we think the same thoughts every day. So that's like playing a record over and over and over and over and over. You create the grooves that you keep going back to visit. Now, the conscious mind is able to process about 2,000 bits of information a second. The subconscious brain or mind, 400 billion. We're going to talk about the difference between the creative mind, which creates from the new, and the competitive mind, which, as you know, we've talked about it a lot. I have to do this because, I have to get this because, I have to compete with other people to get, I have to compete with myself to recreate who I am. That's very different than the creative mind who creates from zero. Whenever you send out an emotion out into the world, you know that we are all an electrical charge, right? We send our electrical charge of emotions out to the ionosphere. They get bounced back to us. We're literally sending out DNA. We're sending out our messages of what's programmed in our DNA. They have proven that your energy gets into an office before your physical body does. So those of you who are actors, for example, or going on any kind of interviews for jobs, your thoughts and your emotional beingness of what you're holding on your way there, even from, the channel thing, even from the evening before, okay, you're sending out that DNA, you're sending out those messages, you're sending out that energy for people to connect with, and they get that before you even walk through the door. So we want to restructure those constant thoughts that we have of not being good enough, not having enough, lack of trust in others and the world, lack of trust in ourselves. Thoughts about dis-ease, which is, unless you're very conscious when you watch TV, really impossible for you to restructure unless you're conscious, because your subconscious is going, oh, okay, I'm listening to this, I'll just take it in. We're in the job of restructuring now our brains into knowing that we are the power that redesigns our brains. To know and think thoughts of, I am good enough, I do have enough, I do trust in others and the world, I do trust in my own creative ability, I do think thoughts of health and wellness, and I am complete. It's so important to catch yourself, which is what the four cornerstones are, so that you can restructure that. Because a negative thought is 16 times more powerful than a positive one. It has that much more charge. And if our subconscious controls our decision making, then we want to direct consistently and integrate fully the positive direction of those thoughts. Okay. So that gives you a little bit of an idea about what we're going to talk about and cover and how to do all this in restructuring the childhood brain. And the childhood brain is a part of everybody's brain. Remember that everything, your entire personality is pretty much, they're striking that out, is absolutely secured within us by the time we're about 4 years old. Okay. Also on the homepage, I have finally rolled out, and this is, I got to tell you, my great joy to give this offer to you, the Four Cornerstones of Creation. You want a complete summary of how energy works and your part in energy and an in-depth conversation about what the four cornerstones are, how they interact, how they can bring you back to the restructuring of your brain in the snap of a finger, then you want to get this program. You buy it, you own it in perpetuity. The Four Cornerstones of Creation, it's also on the home page. And I just urge you to get this program. This is the program you will go back to over and over and over and over again anytime you need to get the rebalance and the focus back. Again, the four cornerstones quickly are, do I love me? In this moment of this negative reaction, this negative thought that I have, is this reaction or this thought loving me? Does it increase the love for myself? Does it increase the love I have for all energy? In this reaction, this perception, in this thought that I'm having right now, am I in the present moment, and am I remembering and knowing that I'm the creator of me and can do something about it? So that also is on the homepage. I have found, you know, there are two books for me right now that I use as my spiritual guides and source. One is Conversations with God, especially book one, and Ramps of the White Book by J.Z. Knight. I have found the third one. I have been looking for a long time. I've been asking for a long time. And some of you will remember a couple of weeks ago when we got the new claim, I am the God which is. Right behind it came, I am the Word. And then I went to get another book that somebody had told me about. And I said, I'm going to go to the spirituality and just see what's over there. And there was a book entitled, I Am the Word. Now, that's about as clear a direction from your channel as you're going to get. It's the book I wish I'd written. It's called I Am the Word by Paul Selig, S-E-L-I-G. It absolutely goes along with all of our work and everything we're doing. And it's very exciting. I haven't been able to put it down. So just know there's a lot of change going on. Might be bringing up a lot of emotions, maybe some fear, a lot of questioning. Don't resist it. Go with it. It's all a part of the plan so that you can become aware of what you are ready, willing, and able to release so that we can move on in this exciting creation process that we're in. Okay, again, if you want to speak with the channel, please press 1 so that we can get you in the queue so I kind of know how many people are out there. And we're going to start with Sharon in California. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
My question is, and yes, oh, God, you covered it, the chaos of the last 3 weeks. And it's not quite clear to me yet. That's one of the reasons I'm calling. My 85-year-old mother has got ovarian cancer, dementia. She lives alone, and she's not wearing her life alert, and she's not able to really care for herself, and yet because of her dementia, she's also very attacking when I try and tell her that she needs help and things like that. I just need to know, is there any advice on how I can handle my mother to help her, keep her safe?
Well, there's two things coming in. Right now, are you totally aware that your mother is ready to go?
I don't think she is ready to go.
Well, you look at all the things she's saying to you. Everything that you just said to me, I want you to look at those things. Are those things what people create when they want to stay and lead a vital life?
No, she's ready to go.
Yeah, but you're not accepting that.
Okay, thank you. That answers my question.
That's essentially what she's fighting. That's why she's angry is, don't you get it?
She wants to go on her terms, like whatever happens, happens.
Yes, I get a yes on that. That's not the highest thing. I don't know why they're taking us to a core belief, but hang on. Ours is not to question why.
Right.
Okay, here. Okay, so this is basically the core belief that's driving her. I'll never be good enough, so I leave.
Oh, okay.
So I want to know, do you resonate with that, that in most of her life she didn't feel like she was good enough?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So she's really coming in, since you're bringing this onto the show, to teach all of us here. Right? That we're good enough. Through all this chaos, we're good enough. We choose to stay. We choose to accept. We choose to ascend. We choose to live this life as fully and in as awesome a health as we can.
Okay.
In as much abundance as we can. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm trying to get into that love place. When I was on the phone with you once before, I found it immediately. But since then, I can't get back to that.
Okay. All right. So those words that you just said, I'm going to teach here.
Okay.
I can't get back to that love place literally defines yourself as the God of Sharon that can't get back to the love place.
Thank you.
So you're directing yourself not to get to where you're saying you want to go. And that's how we stay not integrated towards what we want. So what was your love place? I've asked everybody to find their love place. What is it?
Oh, my love place is I remember being on stage in high school doing a high school play and hearing the applause at the end of the show.
Okay. So
I felt the oneness there in the applause.
Yes. And they're saying that's a good thing for you to use. And it will give you great understanding because your mother is not applauding you right now.
No, she never has my whole life.
Well, and that's why you can't get to your love place. So you have to, all of us have to, regardless of what goes in around our lives and in our lives, we always have the choice and the power to go to our love place. We are not dependent on other energy to create that within ourselves. Do you understand?
Okay, yeah. So you're saying I'm dependent on other people to see that I am worthy of going to my love place or something like that?
When I
don't need their okay, it's like I'm worthy. It's mine automatically because I'm living and breathing.
Can you be the girl on stage and the audience applauding? Can you be both?
Yes.
Because the universe is applauding. But right now your mother isn't applauding, and that makes you drop out because you needed that audience instead of giving it to yourself.
Oh, I get it. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Is there something else?
Okay.
All right. Great, Sharon. Now, that doesn't mean, of course, on this plane, no matter what they've done, if we're claiming to be the love energy that we are, that you don't care for her and do the best for her that you can. You know?
Okay.
But stand back and unhook and be objective and accept that she is on her way out, accept she wants to do it her way, and your job is to be there and support her and love her unconditionally in any way that you can.
Okay, great.
Not at the expense of you or your self-love, okay?
Right. Oh, okay, thank you for that last part. Thank you.
You bet, Sharon. Okay. Thanks. That was so valuable for everybody on this call. I hope you all were listening and applying it, you know, to what you called in about. We're going to Julia in Austin, Texas. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Oh, well, I was just wondering, you know, with the current energies, I've been feeling pretty low energy lately. And I'm wondering if there's any, let's see, core beliefs coming up for me that I need to work through. I feel like maybe they're off.
Basically, they're saying the core belief is that you think the energy outside of you can create low energy for you.
Hmm.
Yeah. So they're giving me the words be in the world, but not of it.
Okay.
And what that means is, yes, we've chosen three-dimensional living here. We chose to come in and experience working with energy in a physical form. And we are much more than that. So, yes, we do have to drive cars and work with money on this plane. And we are greater than all of those things. So, again, we already have a little theme going here. Like the channel said to Sharon, you are the performer and you are the audience. You are the editor. You're the writer. You're the director. You're the producer. And you're the distributor. So you get to decide in the morning when you get up, wow, my energy's kind of low here. So that's what I don't want. What do I want to create? I want to be the God of Julia that has high energy. And what things are going to do that for me? I can give you one simple little thing, guys, that'll immediately raise your energy.
Okay.
You go down to your feet and you touch your body and you sweep your hands up your body up above your head three times. That picks the auric energy up around your body. Shake your hands. Turn them over. You will feel the energy surging through the palm of your hands.
Wow.
Yeah. And it even if you do it mentally in your mind, it works. Picturing yourself sweeping up your body, hands over your head three times. And shake your hands, you'll feel the energy in your palms. If you want to take your energy down, like at nighttime, you go the other way. You go down your body.
Okay.
And that's an instantaneous way to raise your physical experience of energy. Okay? But the other is the more you move into love and joy, the more experience you have, or the more energy you have. That's why when we fall in love, we don't need near as much sleep as when we're not feeling that high. Okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would start using the four cornerstones. For example, in this moment where I'm feeling kind of down and not enough energy, am I really loving myself? Is this serving me loving myself? What would you say?
I think overall probably no.
Okay, well that's your your mind is coming in to defend the very thing you don't want.
Yeah.
Now, if you say I want to take an afternoon off and do nothing, then in that case it would serve it, but that's not what your question was. Your question was why am I feeling so down and I don't have energy and this isn't what I want.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Right.
So let's not ever, because the channel is yelling at me, that's one way for sure that we don't stay in the frequency of self-love is fighting for our limitations and arguing for, you know, that's how we divide ourselves against ourselves. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you so much, Dee.
You bet.
God bless.
You too, sweetheart, always. Okay, we're going to Jay in North Carolina. Hi, honey, you're on.
Good morning, Dee. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of at a strange place. I totally
well,
like
I think
with everything
we
could
all say that right now, Jay. let's change
well,
the word strange to challenging and exciting. Can you feel the difference between that?
Yes.
Okay. So what is this strange and challenging and exciting place that you're in?
Well, I'm 43 years old, and I'm waiting. It's like I'm ready for life to start.
Well, life will start as soon as you start it. Okay. Life is,
right.
Life does not happen to you. Life is a creation of you, by you. So whatever rocks your boat, I would start getting out and doing it, baby. Because waiting will only create more waiting.
Okay, I guess waiting was probably the wrong word, but
everything... Well, but that's the word you said,
yeah,
you know?
True.
So somewhere in there, there is a belief that stuff is supposed to magically come to you so that you know what you're supposed to be doing, or so that you have an opportunity, or so that you can get excited about life. That's not the way it works. God helps him who helps himself. So you've got to make some decisions. And you've got to say, this is what I want. And you've got to say, I'm committed to this now. And then the universe can come in and work with you, and you take action. And that's
okay.
How it works. So do you want to argue for a limitation here, Jay?
No.
Good. So... Look, guys, we all know what we want. We want freedom. We want health. We want abundance. We want love in our lives. We want success. We want to feel great about ourselves. We know what we want. So ask yourselves right now, what can I do to create that? What's anything that's going to create more of those things in my life for me? And get going on starting that process. Okay?
Yes.
All right. My Baptist preacher came out there, but that was some good advice. Get going, Jay, and let us know. I'm telling you, as soon as you commit and choose, the energy will start opening up, and you'll feel more energy. Back to Julia. As soon as you make that choice and take action, you'll feel, you'll feel not strange. You'll feel excited. Okay, thanks for calling. That was a great, great reminder to everybody. Thank you, honey. Okay, and we are, as soon as the switchboard works, going to Caroline in Ontario. Hi, sweetheart, you're on.
Hi, beautiful.
Hi, beautiful.
Hello, beautiful. yeah, even though there's been, you know, the energy, I can feel the energy ups and downs, but I'm doing extremely well. And two little things that are just kind of sitting here and I'm trying to get answers for is the anxiety that's kind of been in my body since last October. It's still here. One pill a day, around three I take. And then my eyes, about 3 weeks ago or a month ago, started itching, red, gooing stuff out. So those are the two things that I'd be asking for today.
Okay. Well, the eye stuff they're saying is allergies. And allergies, according to what I understand, are misdirected energies. So where are you directing your energy toward that you're seeing that really is not serving you, is dividing you against you? So I'm going to choose to look at this instead of looking at the positive and the great thing. What is it? Is it money?
That I felt that in my heart.
Okay, so just talk to me. What's going on with money?
Money's always been the same for me. I'm just at the level that I work with, and then we have a $10,000 credit limit, and we bring it up there. And things just keep happening. It's very plateaued. I can only do so much.
Okay, so there's your belief.
It's always, yeah.
Did you hear the belief you just stated?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's not what I say. That's not what I say. I'm just telling you where it's at now.
Well, that's what you see, though. That's how you see your life, is I get to a certain point, and then I have to caretake it and save it. And then I get to that point again, and then I have to save it again. That's how you're seeing the pattern of your life. Is that true?
Okay.
I'm asking, are you resonating with this?
Yes.
Okay. So they want to give you a core belief now. This page here. Okay. Well, this is interesting because we've been talking about having energy a lot in the last two calls. And it's literally, I don't think I have enough energy to do this. And in your case, Carolyn, we're taking out the word think. Okay. I don't have enough energy to see this any other way. So if that is your belief, you're saying to yourself constantly, I want to get out of this pattern. I want to get out of this pattern. But my belief is I don't have enough energy to see it the way I want it to be. Now, let's talk about how you want it to be, because obviously for you to focus on that and see that, you have to know what it is.
Yeah, you've heard me say this before, how I want it to be, which is one of my visions daily, is I'm retired from my job, all my bills are paid off, and I have more money in the bank than what is just needed to live for fun.
Okay.
And
you were fine till the last statement. So I have enough money in the bank that my life continues easily and effortlessly and joyfully.
Okay.
Would be a better statement, because the way you stated it takes your vision back to the lack. So when you say, I have enough money in the bank so I don't ever have to worry and I'm not stressed again, that's not the way you state it. You want to state it and focus it and keep your vision on. You say you're visioning it, but the belief that is underneath that is, I don't have enough energy to vision my life the way I want it. So that's what's tripping you up. You not only have the energy, you are the energy. And remember last week I brought in that they were telling us that we literally can create the energy. Well, somebody wanted to use a part of bright light, and so I was going back to read the pages that they wanted to use in their book. And literally, I say this in bright light. You could have knocked me over. You know, this is just the way it works. Where is it now? I have it on a piece of paper. Oh, it's the energy that you are, not the energy that you create. That's on page 40 of Bright Light, my book. So the new energy that we're creating is literally us. We're creating new energy of us and therefore out of us. And so the energy that you want to create right now, that you wanted to direct, claim, define yourself as, is, I am the energy that knows that I am the energy that envisions my life as abundant, whole, complete, perfect, joyful, and done. Interesting words, and done. Okay? Now, what was the other thing? That's the eyes. What was the other thing?
Anxiety.
Okay. Well, the anxiety dovetails into this. Because if you don't know that you're the energy and you don't know that you are the creative force that creates everything you are asking for, that's going to give you anxiety. And that's the very thing, okay, that's the very thing that we all need to let go of today and redirect and redefine. So that's one of the reasons I want you all to get this book. You'll hear exactly what I'm saying in the same words and in different words. But right now we are claiming, I am, I am. Everybody say it. I am.
I am.
The God which is.
The God which is.
I am the word. Whatever word I speak, that is the vibration that is the creation of me and my life. I am the word. You know,
the
and in Genesis, it starts out with something like, I can't quote it per se, but in the beginning there was God, and the Word was with God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So we know we're God. We have been given that great honor and blessing to be the God that creates ourselves, our reality in this world, and therefore through the collective that we are a part of, the world itself. So our words are our creation. And of course your words come from your thoughts. And the thoughts that you think over and over and over again create your belief systems.
This is really beautiful. I just had a realization that just a few months ago, before my eyes started, I gave up the victimhood of thought of, I just want to win the lottery and leave me alone, right? And that's when that started. So I'm just having this realization here that I got started coming into my energy of my own life, that I am truly the controller. I don't want to just run away from it with the lottery. I actually want to be part of it. So it's really beautiful what's happening. I'm actually being part of me, right?
And they want you to know that part of this I thing, too, again, and you will read a lot about this in I Am the Word if you so choose to pick it up, everybody, that physical things you will, if you need to, if you choose to, experience physical things that have to release that have been a part of your energetic system for lifetimes once you commit to this process. And your eyes are a part of that.
I'm definitely
so don't
committed.
Carry any anxiety around the eyes, okay? Now, I'm not a doctor. You know that. I give you energetic
information. I went to an allergy specialist. They said no allergies as far as eyes is concerned, but that they can't really test for that.
Well, I'm telling you that the channel is saying the allergy is toward you.
Exactly.
The allergy that you have toward you around the challenge of really envisioning your life exactly the way you want it. And being happy, by the way, with where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Wow, that was awesome, Carolyn. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. Okay, I want to go to, a lot of people on the call today. Jay in Canada. Hi, sweetheart. It was so nice that you came down to visit me.
I know, it was lovely to see you, so it was great to give a hug and get a picture and all that lovely stuff. So
yeah, it sure was. You can see how hard we work at those little things, can't you?
Oh, yeah, you do, actually. trying to keep up the energy for everybody, so I'll be happy and, grateful.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, they come to get autographs and be in the horror convention, and I can't tell you how many people I help energetically and do energy work for at those conventions. People who attend, but a lot of the actors that are there. So, you know, you get to serve anywhere you go if you so are open to, you know, the energy and the consciousness to do that, Jay. And you so served me. You just raised me up. And with your beautiful love and your energy and your presence, it just really meant a lot to me that you came all that way to see me today.
Well, it was lovely. Thank you so much for the compliments. Lovely compliments. Thank you so much.
You bet. Do you have anything you need help with today? Because I get a no, but I'm going to ask anyway.
I'm just curious about, we were talking about that after the picture with you, and regarding the nothingness, can you... it seems like when I, you know, watch movies or, you know, read books, it's all about, like, don't give it any energy, just do nothing. And I see that when it comes to forgiveness or just fighting or anger or fears about the nothingness. And just wondered, even love aspects has, I'm curious if that's tied into it too, just being,
I think,
like nothing. Yeah.
I think, Jay, there's a misunderstanding of nothing. And let's talk a minute about the zero point, which to me is what they're referring to as the nothingness. You have to discharge everything and start at the zero point, and then choose the creation and the definition of the energy that you want to impress. Hold on, they're stopping me about something. Sheets, book. Give me a movie, baby.
The Fault of Our Stars.
Okay. Well, they're saying the fault in our stars is, and now we're going to a core belief. This is interesting, this page here. Yes. The fault in our stars is the belief that I can never be God. And that is the greatest definition of nothing, because in the greatest definition of nothing is everything.
Hmm.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you expect nothing, then you expect that all things are possible and you are open to all possibilities. And that's the highest understanding that you're asking for. So within the nothingness is the everything.
Hmm. 0 point. Yeah.
And, you know, our job is to go, okay, I am the God of me who is in alignment with all the possibilities of love, abundance, health, joy, peace, and balance. I am the word that is speaking the field of all possibilities of those frequencies. And so it is.
Mm.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good.
A lot of discernment for me too, Jay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Got your answer?
Got my answer.
Good. Love you, honey. Thank you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Miss Mary. What's going on?
Hello, Miss Didi.
Hello, baby. What's that?
I haven't talked to you for a while, so I wanted to say hey, and tell you how much I love you.
Well, I'm accepting that, sweetie. And right back at you. We'll do a little recipe of love here.
I'm loving that.
With everybody. Everybody on the call or everybody
Yay!
That's ever going to listen to this call, Mary and I are sending out love to you, and you get to send it back to us now. Oh, I can feel it.
Boing. Did you feel that? Wow.
Yeah. Awesome.
We got a huge one back, didn't we?
And that's how the universe works. You send it out, you get it back.
Amen.
Amen, sister. So how's your life going?
Great, great, great. I tell you, I've been having all the ups and downs that are coming with this energy that's changing, but pulling myself out of them has just been so different this time.
Yeah.
Call
it all good, guys. And do all of the gifts that the channel's given us in the last year, teaching us how to hold the balance and the focus.
Yeah.
You
know? It's quick, easy sometimes to lose it for a minute or even a day. It can go that long sometimes. But boy, it doesn't take long to get it back.
Yeah. Good. Awesome.
It's what's helping me a lot with the four corners and stuff.
Yeah, when I stay conscious enough to use the four cornerstones, in the snap of a finger, I get myself back.
That's the perfect phraseology. When I stay conscious enough to use the four corners, I got it.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's getting easier and faster and
true.
More second nature. You know, it's a muscle and it's a synapse. And we're training ourselves to make that the groove instead of the reaction fallout.
And I'm finding that in addition to working with the subconscious and retraining our thinking, writing short things about if I get something that isn't as positive as it could be, I just sit down and write it out in a positive way.
Yep.
And do it over and over for a few times, and all of a sudden it feels like it sticks.
Yep.
And
you know why, Mary?
Yeah, because it's retraining the subconscious.
And you made the choice. In
doing
that, you said, I'm not going to feel this way. I'm going to feel this way.
Oh, good. Right, right.
And it's that moment of choice that creates your heaven or your hell, guys, right there.
Yeah.
However you do it. You know, sometimes I turn on 60s music and start dancing.
Yeah.
Right? I can't feel bad. I always go to my love place. That's the first tool that I use to go to my little Savannah putting her head on my knee.
Yes.
I know. We all loved her so much.
So much.
So we've been given the tools, but that moment of choice, guys, that moment of choice to use whatever tool works for you, that's your heaven or hell. And
that's the real key.
Going to shift the change.
Yeah. See, I had one little question, and it's just a semantics thing, probably doesn't matter at all. But I found a little bit of resistance when I was writing down, I am the God which is. I kept writing, I am the God that is. And every time I'd write which, it would go to that.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, right?
It does not matter.
Okay. I didn't think so, but it just, for me, it flowed better with that.
I didn't know, but I just tested it, and they're laughing.
And oh, they're laughing.
They're saying,
is that the
Barry,
best you can do,
you
right?
are so much the God that you are. It doesn't matter, honey.
Well, it's good to know that, isn't it?
Yeah, but good question. You know, again, it's the choice and the feeling behind it. Don't get stuck so much in the words. It's the intention and the feeling.
And that's where I got the feeling with that. Excuse me, so much more.
Yeah, good.
Can
I love
say
hearing
one
from
other,
you, baby.
What? Just one quick thing, one quick shout-out to Kirk. He was on last night on Lockup on MSNBC.
Okay, I looked at it. We watched it, and he didn't ever come on. Did I watch it?
Yeah, he was on early, and he was on three-quarters of the way through twice. Really, really good.
Well, not in the one that I watched. There were three of them, and so we chose the one in New York.
I don't know. That's where I thought mine was located, was the one in New
York. Well, I've emailed him. I'm going to try and watch it on Hulu because I so want to watch it. As you know,
I
invited Kirk out to do the painting for Gabrielle's wedding, and we're all so freaking excited about having him out here.
I know she is.
Okay, well, thank you for that. And
he did a beautiful job.
Oh, I bet he did.
And I mean, you could tell what he was doing for those inmates was making a difference, not only for them, but for the people who worked there.
And probably for himself. That's
the way
it goes. So for sure I'm going to find it.
The name of the
program is Lockup.
Lockup.
And
it was on MSNBC last night. So you
right.
might be
so you
able to
can
get
find it on the internet, guys, if you want to. All right, Mary.
Thank you, honey. I love you.
I love you too. Bye
bye.
I want to remind everybody too that I'm going to be at the Transformational Conference. Dolores Cannon, as you know, we lost her this year, but this is her great Transformational Conference. There's some amazing people that are going to be there. I'm going to be the keynote. I'm doing private sessions in person and a workshop. So check it out on my website under events and come down and join us in Arkansas. You will not be sorry that you did. It's pretty amazing. 4 days. Okay, Susan, what's up, my friend?
Oh, all kinds of wonderful things happening. I've been going through the great turmoils that everybody has been for the last few weeks, and things are beginning to calm down now. And guess what? A couple weeks ago, I was offered a position to become an art therapist.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Susan, that's one. Oh, my gosh, aren't you happy about that?
Yeah, that's it's really interesting. I thought about that. It's non-paying. It's within my group that I go to.
Yeah, but the channel is yelling to you, do it. It's going to lead to other things, and you'll get to bring in the healing work and your
art.
Exactly. Everything's going to come together, and it's going to lead to other things. They're like jumping up and down in front of me here.
That's what I was thinking. In fact, I was thinking, gee, I'd love to get some Play-Doh and do these things. If that would be all right.
Oh, yeah, sure. You have permission to use anything that I've used.
Because I need to get your play. I don't have your workshop thing, so I need to get that. But I thought, what an opportunity to bring in the work.
Oh,
to,
beautiful. Which is what Kirk did with his painting with the prisoners on the show. Oh, my God, it's so exciting to me that you all are finding and creating opportunities to ripple the work out in your own ways. It's so exciting, Susan. Congratulations, honey.
Yeah, because all the stuff here at home has gotten ironed out and taken care of, and then all of a sudden this opportunity presented itself, even though it's a volunteer position. It's like, okay, you know, so it's for the summer, and then who knows where it's going to lead. And I thought, well, gee, it sounds like it's really good. And then I got to thinking last night, because I was researching art therapy and how art is like, you know, it's supposed to be to help relax people and stuff. And I noticed that with my own art, because of the way I was looking at it before, I was looking at it as just something fun to do and relaxing. But lately with my art group, it's almost like I was changing my view of it, and I've looked at that and thinking, wait a minute, I started looking at it as a business, and it started making it look, you know, it made it difficult and like a job, and it wasn't fun anymore.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. And
right.
And you do want to encourage yourself to start looking at how business can be fun.
Right, exactly. So,
I've been come together for you, and that's a big thing of what this opportunity is going to do for you, baby. Oh, so exciting! That's awesome, awesome, Susan. So, thank you for calling in and sharing that. We're all celebrating with you, baby. Thanks.
Thank you. And
bye bye. Oh, that is just that just makes my little heart so happy that she's created that. All right, Lisa. I'm going to bring you on, but you got to talk fast, baby cakes.
Hi, Dee. I just want to say I just loved you in E.T. I wanted to say that I feel
thank
so
you, baby.
To speak with you. You're a very special person.
Thank you.
And that comes through in your acting. I just would really appreciate some guidance with an individual I'm dealing with in business regarding a licensing agreement and moving forward. I'm looking for ways to empower the situation so that things work out successfully ongoing.
Okay, so that's your intention to create and attract a successful completion for this licensing project, okay?
Right, I would like to get, I'm trying to get a licensing agreement.
It's okay, give me a song.
It's a music project.
Give me a song.
It's different type. It's actually
no, Lisa. They want to give you some information. And
hey,
you
I'll
have
be
to
loving you always.
Okay, so that expressly says exactly what it's about. You have to love yourself enough to create this, and right now you're not. And they're giving me a core belief here at this page. No, this page here. Here. Okay. It's a core belief, and it's one that we all share because we've created experiences where we've betrayed ourselves. The core belief is God betrays me, and therefore I betray me. So you have to love yourself enough to know that you always come through in the creation for you, as you, by you, that you want, and therefore God always comes through also.
Okay.
If we come through for ourselves, God must match that. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So that's your business. Get busy looking at all the possibilities. Claim the intention every morning. In this day today, I am open to all of the possibilities where I always come through for me and God always comes through for me, and I'm allowing that to happen in every moment of this joy-filled life today. That's where you start, okay?
Okay.
Yep, and that's a really great answer to everybody. Whatever it is that you're wanting to create in your life, know that you're it. Love yourself enough to give it to you. Know that you're the creator that creates it, and know that as soon as you accept that responsibility, all the universe comes in to create it successfully and in completion with you. Wow, I flew through, guys. I got to as many of you as I can. If I didn't get to you, my apologies. I'm sorry, but know that your question probably was answered already in the other calls. Please, this Tuesday night is Restructuring the Childhood Brain. Join us. Please go out and get I Am the Word if you are so called to do so. And I really urge you to get the four cornerstones of creation. Until we meet again, love yourself, and love yourself more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.